800, I'm going to get 800. 800, 800, 800, 800, I'm going to get 800. I'm going to get 800, 800, 800.
Six Mustangs were auctioned off last weekend at the Rio Blanco County Fairgrounds during the final event of the first Meeker Mustang Makeover. Six trainers from across the state picked up their wild horses at the fairgrounds on June 1st and had to bring them back a scant 100 days later, ready to ride.
We're looking to show all the qualities that a well-trained horse needs to have.
Marie McAteer, a trainer who lives in Carbondale, was one of the judges.
Like halter mobility, backing straight, going left and right, being balanced in its body, carrying a rhythm, being able to work out a problem, step from one surface to another, be brave, carry a slicker, change eyes.
She's talking about the obstacle course, which also included moving a cow into the center of a circle.
And then we have a freestyle competition whereby the trainers take those horses and they show off what they can do really well. What is their fun? What is their passion? What is neat about this horse? So they get to do an individual part.
I would say that he's probably one that has got enough ability and enough of a good mind that he's worth putting into a good solid training program.
Sarah Geis from Denver spent her 100 days working with a black gelding whom she named Wyatt. She said he's ready to take an experienced rider out on the trail.
But I would say as far as two-year-old colts go, he's about the best out there.
Hola, ¿cómo estás?
Muy bien. Muchas gracias, usted.
Bien, gracias.
David Bagreto helped Meeker trainer Sean Welder work with his Mustang, Douglas.
I'm his translator.
was it difficult to train?
Was it Douglas difficult?
A little.
No much. Yeah, but now it's okay.
Once all trainers introduced their horses to the crowd, the contests commenced.
Good evening, Meeker, Colorado, and welcome out to the first Meeker Mustang Makeover. We want to make sure you're getting those bidder numbers. Tonight is a very, very special evening. These cowboys and cowgirls have been working hard training these beautiful horses.
Some horses balked while changing surfaces from dirt to a wooden bridge. Some refused to get near the bright yellow slicker. Others had a hard time zeroing in on the cow. Was this all too much to ask from a young Mustang? Marie McAteer says no.
Any horse in its lifetime has its first 100 days of training. If we ask the right amount, if we keep it simple and basic and with the horse in regard, we can judge a competition on the first 100 days of training. So it's not extreme.
Yeah.
Paige Burnham from Clifton and her Mustang Nidus won the Mustang of Distinction Award after a powerful freestyle performance to the anthem This Is Me from the soundtrack of The Greatest Showman. Meeker horseman Joe Wood and his gelding Flintstone won first place in both the obstacle course and the freestyle event. Sarah Geis and Wyatt placed second. Then came the auction.
800, 800, 800, 800. I'm going to get 800, 800, 850. I'm going to get 850.
All horses were auctioned off. Dave Bliss, a rancher from Buffalo, Wyoming, purchased Wyatt and Nidus.
They're nice horses. They're just nice horses. And they spent a lot of time on them.
The other horses went to ranchers in Meeker. Two trainers, including Joe Woods, bought their horses during the auction. Proceeds from the event went to the trainers and to prepare for the second annual Meeker Mustang Makeover next year. For KDNK News, I'm Amy Haddon Marsh.